This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned for the day, while the Rajya Sabha session resumed after the adjournment till 2 p.m. following opposition protest over the alleged irregularities in the NEET scam. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding resignation of the Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in pre-planned manner is not right for the parliamentary democracy. He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed ruckus over the NEET issue and witnessed adjournments at 12 noon and 2 p.m. The opposition parties, including Congress, TMC, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party and others again started raising slogans against the government over the NEET issue. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion today on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address amidst opposition's ruckus on the NEET issue. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the success of the Narendra Modi government during the last 10 years. Referring to the recent Lok Sabha elections, he said that the NDA has got more vote shares in the southern states in comparison to the Congress party. The BJP MP added that the Congress party failed to get three-digit mark in Lok Sabha in the third attempt. Mr. Trivedi said that India has become the third largest economy in the world, leaving behind Great Britain. Mr. Trivedi said that the NDA government has distributed 34 crore LED bulbs and the government is committed to green energy generation. BJP MPs Rakesh Sinha, Bheem Singh, YSR Congress MP Gola Babu Rao, among others, also took part in the discussion. The Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report stated that the Indian economy and the financial system remain robust and resilient, anchored by macroeconomic and financial stability. The report that came out yesterday further highlighted that gross non-performing assets ratio of the scheduled commercial banks fell to a multi-year low of 2.8% and the net non-performing assets ratio to 0.6% at end of March 2024. The first batch of Amarnath pilgrims that departed from Jammu base camp early this morning entered Kashmir Valley this afternoon amid tight security arrangements. After crossing the Navyug tunnel, the pilgrims were given a warm welcome by DC Kulgam Athar Amirul Shafiq Khan, along with other officials of district administration and tourism department. This year's Amarnath Yatra is scheduled to begin tomorrow, the 29th, from both the routes of Valtal and Chandanwadi in Valley. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Meanwhile, one person lost his life and four people were injured after a roof collapsed at the Terminal 1 of Delhi Airport. Ministry of Civil Aviation said heavy rain in the early morning today resulted in the collapse of the canopy of Delhi Airport Terminal 1, as a result of which flights to and from Terminal 1 have been closed till further notice. The ministry said alternate arrangements are being made for smooth operation of the flights. Delhi Airport has announced a compensation of 20 lakh rupees to the family of the deceased and 3 lakh rupees each to those who were injured. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu visited the site. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena today convened an emergency meeting of all concerned agencies of Delhi government to review the situation arising out of severe waterlogging, overflow of unsilted drains and backflow of clogged sewer lines in wake of the pre-monsoon rains in the city. In men's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the final of men's T20 World Cup at Barbados tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.